Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello, everyone! Good evening. Oh, good afternoon. I'm still not yet adjusted. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle. Let me just check our tagline. I forgot. Wait. We are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. And tonight or today, we're going to talk about repurposing content strategy, how to create multiple contents from one with our special guest for today. Okay, so we go live every Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Philippine time. If you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell, because we might change schedule, but for now it's 1 p.m. So Sis Belle will share with us what we do during those days.
Yes, we're sticking to the 1 p.m. schedule. So we do this live sessions every Monday and Thursday. Good evening, good morning, good. I forgot to greet everyone. Hello, everybody. So again, we go live same time at 1 p.m. every Monday and Thursday. But we do two different things on each day. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship sessions. So we're inviting everyone to, you know, join us and let's all start the week right by doing our praise and worship session every Monday. And then every Thursday, we talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about virtual assistants. And we also happen to interview guests from the different niches, different freelance industries. So if you're interested to learn more about earning online, do catch us live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Manila time.
Yes. And by the way, if you want an actual workbook that you can write on how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to check conniezabala.com/VABook to know more about it. There, again, our topic for today is about repurposing content strategy, how to create multiple contents from one. So, Sis Bell. Oh, did we have an opening prayer already?
Not yet.
Okay. Let's have an opening prayer for sorry. Sorry, Lord. Remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We'll also lift up to you, Belle and I, as well as our guest, Ken. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Name the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so let's officially start introduce our special guest.
Yes. Our special guest for today is a licensed professional teacher. Wow. Social media manager and a video editor, and is also currently pursuing a master's degree in teaching English. So in this episode, in today's episode, he will be sharing tips on repurposing social media content, which is such a helpful topic, especially for us content creators out there. So without further ado, let's all welcome Ken RG Belderol.
Yay. Hi, everyone.
Hey, welcome, welcome.
Morning.
Happy Teacher's Day.
No, it's okay. I wasn't teaching anyway, but thank you.
Anyway, can you share with us how did you, what were your situation before you get into freelancing and end up with social media and creating multiple contents there?
Yeah, sure. So first, I actually started working as a call center agent for BPO Industries, and it started out for like a year. Then after that, I quit and focused on finishing my studies. And I think it all started like the journey of being a VA when the pandemic hit. Because I think, yeah, that's most of the time where people are, you know, transitioning to work from home setups. And that's where I ventured the world of being a VA as well. So I started out as being a cold caller, which is somehow related to my experience as a call center agent. And after that, I just like, you know, thought to myself, you know, at some point I got tired of calling. Maybe I want to transition to something like creative. And I do remember that one of my hobbies is that I really love video editing. So that's when I became a video editor. Then, you know, it just kind of snowballed to other profession and become a social media manager as well.
Nice. So again, yeah. That's one tip. Make an inventory of your passions and skills, brothers and sisters, right?
Definitely.
And then find ways on how to monetize that. And then just a follow-up question. So about video editing. So were you, is it self-taught or did you undergo trainings from, you know, did you get video editing courses?
No, I've definitely self-taught myself.
Wow.
Everything. Yeah, I was editing since I was still in high school. Everything was learned all over YouTube. And before I started becoming like, I mean, like doing it professionally, I then again just went all over YouTube, just consumed every tutorials that I could get, and that's it.
Let me guess, you're the video editor for group projects.
Yeah, always. Always.
You're the go-to video editor. There's always
video
that
editor,
guy.
Yeah. I mean, not just video editor. I even shoot the videos for them.
Wow.
I don't even know why.
Oh. Yeah. Videographer.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the things the teachers asks us to do, you know, the group projects.
Yeah.
Okay. That came in handy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Having that kind of experience, what was your deciding point to continue? Sorry, Latte is here. To continue with this, Ralph, and are there any advantages when it comes to doing this online instead of the usual, you know, corporate setting, like for example your past experience in the call center?
Yeah, I mean, if you are in a corporate environment, I feel like everything is just really controlled. Like most of the time, they will definitely monitor you. Like, you know, you just really have to keep on working. Well, with my kind of field, like video editing and social media management, it's not like I'm always doing everything every single minute, right? Like there will be a lot of times I would go idle. There's really nothing to do. Or if I'm rendering the videos, I'll be like out for like an hour or two. There's just a lot of idle time. And just being in a corporate environment, I think it would just be a nightmare for me. So yeah, it's just a big advantage, like doing it work from home.
Yes, agree. Although again, disclaimer, we're not against those who are opting for corporate work. It's just that we really see the benefits of working from home. So there goes the bias.
Do you have any struggles or challenges when you were starting in this type of work? And if so, what are those struggles and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, at first, definitely, it's like trying to adapt to the environment itself and like what the client wants. Because if you came from like a corporate environment, like foreign and Filipinos, they have a different set of standard of quality that they're looking for. And as a video editor myself, I've worked with like Filipino clients, and usually most of the standards or like the kind of quality they want are some like top notch. Mm. Like there are a lot of complicated things that you need to, you know, always meet. But I was actually kind of shocked when I started out with foreign clients. Most of them are just very chill. Like the demand, even the work is not that complicated. And most of the time, even though you just do the simplest thing, they will already be able to do that. So, yeah, I think it was a challenge because at some point I started out giving my 110% best to every client, when most of the time that's the kind of quality that I just put out if I'm just now working locally. Mm-hmm. So it took some time to just kind of, you know, adjusting to what they like, their preference, but at the end of the day, I was able to get a hold of that and, you know, I was able to work smoothly in the long run.
Yeah. I kind of get what you mean, the difference between local clients and the foreign ones. And then they're more demanding, right, when it comes to their specs.
Exactly.
And then the difference between the charge. The difference.
And actually, I was about to say, I want to guess that local clients pay less compared to foreign clients. And
we're just assuming.
Yeah, I'm just assuming because whether we admit it or not, for our viewers, the lower the client pays, the more demanding they are.
They tend to be. Yeah. And sometimes they think. Yeah, sometimes they think that video editing, graphic, something that has to do with the creatives, they have this impression that it's something easy to do, right? So they tend to just have this impression that it's supposed to be, it costs less, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's even this one client that expects me to edit like a 5-minute video under an hour. I'm like, wait, under an art? That's just cutting the clips up. I mean, that's just cleaning them. I don't know if I can do like any editing on it. And you know, that's just how it is in the Philippines. So I don't know.
And then they're expecting for you to polish it, like the works, the transitions, the magic of editing. Oh my God. Follow up question. When it comes to like, I was telling Sis Cons about being handling tasks that gear more on the creative side. How was it for you? Because for me, like sometimes my VA work would require graphic design, video editing. Sometimes that's not really my core strength. But how do you deal with, you know, you nailing what the client needs? It's very challenging. Like how do they describe such thing? Sometimes they can't describe the project itself, right? And yeah. then you do something, and then they just said, "I don't want that." So how were you? What was your process? In short, what was your process to avoid, you know, a lot of revisions? Challenging.
Yeah, definitely. And mostly if there are, I mean, if I'm working with clients that can actually describe the work, the first thing that I would do was just really probe. You know, I would just keep on asking them questions like, you know, how would you like this to turn out? What kind of vibe? Are you something that wants more attention? Like every 2 or 3 seconds, there would be like, you know, changes, VFX are happening. I always ask those questions so that, you know, I could have a hint or a gist on what they would like for a video. So usually it works that way if, you know, the client is, you know, very expressive enough with what they want for the project. But if it's a client that doesn't even really know what he or she wants, usually I just ask them like, how about this? Can you go through like Instagram or, you know, whatever social media platform and just pull up one video that you like and then just show it to me and I'll do my best to match it. And usually it works like that way. Okay. You know, I get the editing style that they want. And at the same time, their preference as well. So usually it's less revision for me if I do it that way.
Yeah. Great tip. Because I have this client, she will just give a feedback. The video doesn't make my heart sing. Like something like that. So vague.
Like how would you even do it?
I was giving pegs, samples. I'm giving links to videos, but oh my God, that's the challenging part of doing creative work. So that's for me.
Yeah.
I tend to stick to the technical side. Anyway, go to the next question, Sis Cons.
Do you have any resources, like for example, video editing tools that aspiring video editors, you know, needs to can start with, especially if they are free and they don't have any money yet to invest on?
Yeah, I think it's really hard with video editing because most of the apps are really paid. But if they're still learning, like getting the basics, like getting the basic foundation of video editing, I can actually recommend like CapCut as the tool for video editing. It's actually free and it's very user-friendly with regards to the interface as a whole. But if they do have like a little budget and they can purchase like a paid app, I recommend like Adobe Premiere Pro, you know, some of those basic tools for video editing, and that can definitely, you know, help them out and just really understanding the foundation of editing. But I guess mostly that's it. And also, like if they're looking for like stock footages, there's like tons in the internet, like Pixabay.com, Excel, VDZ, like there's a bunch of it. I mean, they can just search the Google for free stock footages and it's just gonna give them everything.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Actually, that's some, I also edit some videos. The hard part is actually researching the, you know, the stock footages that you need to add in case the client wants, you know, transition for every certain time, because that will take a lot of time just searching for the right, you know, stock video or photo that you want to add. So thank you for sharing. Right now, do you have any particular clients that you work with? Do you have any ideal client?
Ideal client? I can't really say though. I feel like everything is equal to me. I don't really have any favorite one. But I feel actually, I feel more comfortable working with clients that are under the real estate niche.
Oh.
Yeah, because mostly it's very easy to edit. Most of their videos is always educational. So I know like how the pattern works out. And if it's going to be like a listing video, I really love doing those kind of clips, like, you know, different parts of the home, just matching it with the bits of the music. And there are also a bunch of like short form videos. I mean, they're really fond of short form videos. Yeah, they do it a lot. So I think I'm more comfortable working with them.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So let's move a little to the faith questions. What is your biggest blessing? The biggest blessing you received since you started?
Well, definitely it's being able to live life comfortably. You know, that's the first thing. Because when I start working in the BPO, it's always like, we have this term like pecha de peligro. It's always like that. It's like you're just trying to work to survive. It's not even living. Like, I would get my salary this day, and then the couple of days, I don't even know where I'm going to get my food for the day. It's always like that. And it was like a nightmare for me working. And most of the time, I just really feel tired because it's not that rewarding. But when I start being a VA, I get to live life more comfortably. You know, the pay is really good. I get to treat my friends, my family, and, you know, just really prioritize everything. And I wasn't even able to, like, buy new things that I wasn't able to buy before. Like, you know, get to enjoy a little bit of luxury. So I think that was, you know, the biggest blessings that I'm always thankful for God, you know, especially for this kind of job. It was so, like, this job is such a curveball. I didn't even expect that I would be in here, but still really blessed for this one.
Yes. Nice. And then you're no burnt out.
Yeah.
No night shifts.
No night shifts, no burnout.
Yes. Do you have any favorite Bible verse or inspirational quote you
should use? I do. This one, it's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. It says in here that, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." That one is my favorite, and it's my favorite because it always reminds me, like, I really sometimes when I really want something to happen, I get to be like so hasty, and I really make a lot of rash decision, and somehow it always ended up me hurting myself or me hurting, you know, people around me. And every time that happens, I just always go back to this, like, okay, Ken, you know, just think about this way, that, you know, if it's meant for you, it's going to be for you. And I know that the Lord, you know, plans for everything, and he's not here to harm you. He's just here to really help you, like what's really destined for you. And I think that's just really awesome because it always helps me get back to perspective. I mean, like, what's important? What should I prioritize right now? And, you know, things that can definitely help me out in the long way.
Especially for things that you thought is going to happen and it didn't happen.
So, yeah.
Remember those, brothers and sisters. Okay. I think we're good. Let's move on to the next section of this live session, which is talking about the creating multiple contents from one. So go ahead, Ken, take it away.
Sure. All right. So, hi again, everybody. So for this part is I'm actually going to talk about, this is one of the strategies that most social media managers do. Not all social media managers, but mostly some who are under the content creation, is what we call as social media repurposing. So social media repurposing is basically turning multiple contents from one content. Because if you're going to work with clients, most of the time, they don't really have all the time in the world to just give you videos and contents for you to edit or post in your social media platform. You know, it doesn't happen all that time because most of the times our clients are really busy out there just, you know, taking care of business, meetings, and all those kind of stuff. And so you really need to have a strategy in how to help them out in making sure that they would just provide minimal effort in content creation, but you can create like multiple contents from them that will last for like a week or a month. And that is where social media repurposing comes in. So basically social media repurposing is you take one long form content, just one long form content, then what you're going to do is you are going to convert it to different contents for every social media platforms. For example, your client will record a 10-minute video talking about their business. That 10-minute video is what we call a long-form content, right? So that long-form content, that can be converted to different social media platform contents. For example, this long-form content, I can create a 5-minute video that will be posted on YouTube. And on top of that, out of that 10-minute long-form content, I can also create 3 short form videos like TikToks and Reels that can be posted on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And at the same time, out of that 10-minute long form content, I can also create graphic designs that can be posted in all of their social media platforms like Instagram. I can create like a promotional post, a carousel, a motivational post, anything. So I know it may come as a bit like tedious or confusing at first, but once you actually get the pattern, it's just very easy. And somehow it's a bit technical because it requires skills on how you can repurpose one long form content. So I'm just gonna share with you like what I usually do in order to repurpose one long form content and create multiple ones. So first, what I do as a video editor is that this long form video, I will extract the transcript of it. So you will just extract the transcript of that video. So basically you have a video transcript, a whole text, a 10-minute long text about that video. And then by employing AI tools, yeah, you can make use of AI tools to actually help you out. You can actually make use of AI tools to convert that video transcript into, like, let's say 10 social media graphics. Yes, it's all about the prompts. Like, if you know how to use the prompts, like ChatGPT or Jasper AI, then definitely you can convert that long video transcript into 10 social media graphics. And on top of that, aside from social media graphics, by using the AI again, I can actually create reels out of that video transcript without looking to the video as a whole. Like, again, just employing the right prompts to it, then definitely you can create different reels. So usually in a day, my client would just give me one long form content and I can create 10 social media graphics out of the extracted transcript. And then I can cut that video into short form video. Usually I create 3 to 5 short form videos out of it. And on top of that, that 10-minute long form video, I still edit it to like a 5 to 6 minute video that's going to be posted on YouTube. So just from one content, we have 10 social media graphics, 3 to 5 short forms, and 1 YouTube video. So if you can propose that kind of technique to every client that you're going to meet or you're going to be interviewed in, definitely it's going to be a big help to them. Because most of the time, they're really busy. They don't have enough time in the world to keep shooting videos so that you can have something to post for their social media platforms. So if you propose them this technique, then definitely you would have a higher chance of getting hired and, you know, getting more clients in your way. So, yeah.
Yes. Hey, thank you. Really helpful. And note to self. Note to self.
Yes,
that is one thing that we should be doing.
I know. And actually, still, I think we're doing that, right? The transcript, we also did that for blog posts.
But, yeah. Yeah, you can actually turn it to a blog post as well.
Yeah,
there's actually a lot of thing you can do out of just extracting the video transcript. Yeah.
So for those who want to experience that, to if you're like very very new to these, you know, type of work, you know, you should reach to people that need your help so that you can gain experience. We actually need help. You might wanna reach to us. The problem really is we don't have enough time to do it ourselves. Yeah. So there, it's actually helpful for clients who really want to do this consistently. There. I think I have a follow-up question. Is it still applicable today? Like, for example, you repurpose the content. Is it still applicable to post the same short form video in all social media platforms, or now it should be different?
In my part, I actually don't encourage that one. Like, if I post this video in YouTube, like, this can be posted to other social media platforms as well, because it will actually come as a spam. You know, it's gonna flood something and the algorithm will actually think that this is a spam, so it would get less reach. So so what I just usually do, and you know, I always advise this to my clients, to just really post, like, you know, if we're gonna post a short form video, this is just gonna be an Instagram. And if we're going to post another short form video that's going to go on TikTok, it should be a different video. Like, if you want to post like 2 videos, I like I mean, if you want to post like multiple videos in all of your social media platforms, it should be of different contents. You know, they shouldn't be mixing up with one another because that can be registered as spam, like if it's the same content over and over again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice tip. And also you need I think they need to understand the difference between among these platforms. Sometimes TikTok has a different take on things, like what is working on Instagram or Facebook does not necessarily mean that it would work on TikTok. So they also need to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And another one follow-up question.
Yeah. Go.
So from one long form to the multiple contents, do you have now an idea how long do you do it? Like, for example, for a 10-minute long form video to finishing all the short form contents, whether they are graphics, shorts, or whatever, have you have an idea right now how long it takes to finish all of it?
Like the working hours?
Yeah, like the working hours.
Yeah, I usually finish within the day. With all the long form content, I usually just finish them all up so I can automate them on the scheduler, everything. It actually depends, because with there are clients that would want their long form contents to be just repurposed for a week, and there are also clients that want their long form content to be repurposed for a month. You know, it really depends on them, but mostly it's only for like a week on my part. So yeah, I just finish it in a day.
There you go.
Yes. And thank you for AI.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can imagine how was the work before the AI?
Yeah, I mean, like the start before, like, I'm sorry. The start, like during the pandemic where ChatGPT isn't really that popular yet, it was really kind of hard to repurpose contents because you are the one that's going to write it yourself.
Yes.
I do remember writing blogs, writing captions manually. It was a struggle.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah. So I think we're moving on to the next, you know, section, which is the fast Q&A. So sis Ben.
Yeah. So this is what we call the fast Q&A round. So we'll get to know Ken more through his answers. So okay, first question: cake or pie?
Pie.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Able to talk to animals.
Last movie or series that you watched?
Last movie, Life.
Your LSS song, your current LSS.
That was JK Labajo's new song right now, Ere.
Ooh, Ere, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Teleportation or flying?
Flying.
Last book you've read?
Oh no.
Must be a long time, huh?
Yeah, I forgot. I haven't been reading for quite so long now. I'm just gonna say the last one was it was Harry Potter, Philosopher's Stone.
Ooh. Oh. Okay, the top three people that you follow.
Top three people. Alex Hormozy, Eric, and Mr. Beast.
Okay. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask for permission.
Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Thank you.
Yay! Yeah. And with that, we also thank you for playing the past Q&A round. Yay!
Thank you so much.
Before the one last piece of advice, I think I skipped this question because I think this is one of the common questions we ask our guests. So how has your faith impacted your freelancing business? And do you recall any instances when you felt like things has been orchestrated by God himself? Like something perhaps that made you say, I know it's you, Lord.
I think when I started like earning a lot in the VA world, there is actually came a point where I felt like I was filled with greed. I was taking in two clients. it was really true when they said like you can earn possibly like around six digits. It's definitely true, but at the same time, you know, it's gonna take a toll in your body. And at that point, I was like filled in with greed. I just keep earning money. It's all about money, 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 and I just keep buying things, buying that. Like, I don't even really care. And then at some point, I just actually noticed that there are some relationships in my life that are, getting torn. It's just because I was focusing too much with work. I don't get to spend much time with my friends, my girlfriend. I don't talk anymore to most of the people outside. I don't even go outside anymore. I just keep working. That's like 16 hours a day. But I don't.
And then client hoarding.
that's what I all do. But I was okay because, I have money. This is money. Every day off, I get to spend money. But when day off comes, when day off comes, I just like sleep all day long. Sometimes I just don't like to go outside. And it just came to the point like I did really ask God like what's the right way, like what should I do? I feel like I don't love what I'm doing anymore. I know that I'm earning good money, I get to support my family, but I don't feel alive. It feels like everything was like automated. Like I feel like a machine. I don't find happiness in what I'm doing anymore. And then one day I actually lost my client. After having that talk, like after a couple of weeks, I lost my client. And then new opportunities came in that I can actually take more so that I could actually earn more money. But then that's when I like start talking to myself, like, maybe this is actually like a sign. Like God is like, telling me like, you should get out there. You're young. For God's sake, like, what are you going to do with your life? Just keep on cooping up around this room and just keep on like trying to earn much money. Like, what are you even earning for anyway? You already got what you have. Like at the start, when I ventured this journey, I just want a stable life. I just want to pay the bills, get to help my family. I don't want nothing more than that. And then when I realized that I'm actually biting more than what I can chew, that's, when I tried to lessen down and, I had to talk with God again and thanked him for actually, like, I don't know if it was intentional, but I'm counting it as intentional on my part that, thank you for giving me the sign that I should, balance out work and life at the same time. And it's not just always going to be work, for the rest of my life. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And he really has a way of speaking to you, right?
I just lost the client, like out of nowhere. Like that client was really good. We're really in good terms. And just suddenly I woke up one morning, I just received the message, hey, I'm sorry, we don't be needing your service anymore. Like, what happened? We're doing good.
Yeah.
My goodness. I love that story. I'm glad that I asked that question because I forgot to ask.
Yeah, thank it's you. Not really. Yeah, that's the lesson behind it. It's not really about the money. Money is important. Again, that's our big disclaimer here. We're not saying that money is not important. It is, but it's not the most important thing.
Yes. Again, money is neutral. So it's up to you what you make with it. So there. Any last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers?
Sure. For every aspiring freelancers, I know like there's a lot of doubt on how you will start. And probably you're just like me, the day one, you'll be like joining different kinds of free courses, buying this and buying those just to become a virtual. Yeah. Just to become a virtual assistant. I mean, we've all been there, but I'm telling you, you don't need to overthink it. Just go through with it. Like, if you feel like you don't have the experience yet, just take some time, try to speak with somebody who has a lot of experiences. And basically, you don't even need to have a very extravagant portfolio or anything or a resume to be hired as a virtual assistant. Again, this is not the Philippines. These are foreigners we're talking about who are actually much simple-minded than we think who they are. So yeah, just go for it.
Yay. Agree, agree, and agree.
Yeah.
Yes. Anything you'd like to promote, by the way?
I might start like a YouTube channel as well on like next month. But I'm still not sure like what's going to be the YouTube name. But yeah, you can actually just look up my name on YouTube. Maybe next month I'll start a YouTube channel, and it's all going to be about educational stuff. Just me trying to make, you know, at least practice still my profession. So I'm just gonna give out like study tips or anything that can help you out once you go through college or those kind of stuff. So yeah.
Nice.
So feel free to connect with Ken. I'll update the description. I don't think I updated it. Sorry. I'll update the description together with Ken's info so that you can connect with him there. And again, if you want to learn how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to check connyzabala.com/VAbook to get your copy. Available on print, Kindle, ebook, and audiobook. There, Sisbel, can we do the closing prayer?
Okay. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, Ken and his family. Lord, continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Yay! Thank you, Ken! If you have upcoming course or something, let us know. Like, for example, closing content, yes.
Why not? Yes.
We will be glad to have you and help you promote whatever it is your program there. Right. So to our viewers, feel free to ask your questions, even if you're watching on a replay, and we will relay all those questions to Ken so that he can answer you. We hope to see you next week again on Monday 1 p.m. for another live praise and worship, or Thursday 1 p.m. So I think that's it for us. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.